proclamation number 8845 dated the August 26, 1964. Interpretation of the divine word. The word of God has been subjected to many amendments, and it is still amended, so that my words were not in vain when I said, I will guide you into truth. Single quote, because I knew that my word would not remain unchanged, and thus I promised to send my spirit to those who kept seeking the pure truth and made it possible that I could reveal myself to them. But as far as possible, I have always protected my word from amendments so that the deep significance of my teachings could be retained. Yet my word was interpreted such that this resulted in misguided teachings, which I consistently fight against by conveying the correct explanation to people. And hence it will no longer matter whether and to what extent the writers of the Gospels were commissioned by me, but solely what you humans have made of the words that were written with the best intentions and with the will to serve me. Even my scribe John could not prevent the original text from being changed by people. The translations were not flawless and therefore were often interpreted differently. Hence it was possible to give my words, which were preserved in the original text, a completely different interpretation, because they were mainly spoken to my disciples and therefore intended to be passed on, but they understood the spiritual meaning of my word. They did not convert it into worldly instructions, but in the course of time these replaced the true meaning of my word. Therefore, in view of the many translations that were carried out during this time, it was not possible to preserve the Gospels in their original form. And if a spiritually awakened person had pointed out the error as soon as he recognized it, he would have been sharply denounced as a heretic. Where my adversary had succeeded in even spoiling the prayer that I myself had taught you, by portraying my essence incorrectly without people even noticing it, he has made good use of their spiritual ignorance and blindness. And thus even today the concept of the working of my spirit within the human being has not yet been sufficiently clarified, inasmuch as my representatives on earth are arguing as to whether the words I spoke to my disciples were meant only for my disciples or whether they were meant for all people, thus whether everyone should heed them. But I continue to transmit the pure truth to earth, therefore it is of no significance whether everything has been preserved and altered, because I knew what the amendments would be, and because I kept giving clarification where necessary, where the divisions of the churches occurred, which were always based on differences of opinion. The division of schools of thought always happened when my representatives on earth disagreed, when each one believed they understood my word correctly and a dispute ensued as a result. They could not twist my word, but they succeeded in changing its meaning. And thus a number of fundamental words of mine were misunderstood, which resulted in one division after another and finally in the commencement of many sects, each with their different problems, but with not one of their followers knowing anything about the working of my spirit, or he would have taken the path to me for clarification as a matter of course. And if I want to bring clarity again and inform people of my will, I need to find a vessel which puts itself at my disposal, to which I may speak myself and through which I tell people how I want my word to be understood. Because today the confusion is greater than ever, and every person interprets the word for himself as it suits him. And if humanity is to be given a light, it can only happen by way of inner enlightenment, so that people can be taught by me directly, but then they can also convincingly present their knowledge to other people. But then every question will also be answered and every problem will be solved, then you will be guided into truth, as I promised you. Amen.